Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Combs moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to second. It's 2-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Haas reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazare settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazare for the out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey bunts towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey strikes out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. Crosetti scores. One out. It's 4-0, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Chapman scores. Lazzari moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, Yankees. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Lazzari is safe. Lazzari moves to third. Crosetti moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling throws to second for one, and Rhine throws to first, and Kress drops the ball. Lazzari scores. Crosetti scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into Lazzari, who tags Swanson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Grubb scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Yankees. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Dixie Walker pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground that hits Walker. Walker is out and Gehrig is safe at first. There goes Walker trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Rhine, who tags Chapman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gehrig moves to third. 2 outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker now playing left field. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress scores. One out. It's 7-2, Yankees. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruffing bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb is called out on strikes. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Walker reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields the ball and throws to Kimsey covering. Safe. Walker moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Grubb to Rhine covering second. The throw back to home, and Walker is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 Yankees. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Jimmy Dykes. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-3 in the game. Rhine strikes out. Two outs. Earl Webb pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Jones moves to second. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Jake Miller pinch runs for Earl Webb. Will Seymour now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Jones moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 7-4, Yankees. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Swanson reaches third base with a triple. Jones scores. Miller scores. Lyons goes all the way around to score. It's Yankees, 7, White Sox, 7. Charlie Devens now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Charlie Berry now catching. Hal Rein now playing third base. Jackie Hayes now playing second base. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Crosetti is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Devens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-4 in the game. Rein is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Haas is called out on strikes. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Berry reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-5 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berry scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.